Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Welcome to the first March episode of Look at My Records. Really excited. This is the third and final episode previewing the upcoming New Colossus Festival, which we're all very, very excited about, bringing a festival back to the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And we kicked off the show with the new single from the band, Yass, spelled YAASS. It's called Full Moon Junkies. And they're playing on Wednesday, the New Colossus kickoff party, along with today's guest, Henry Flower.
Hello.
Real name, David.
Yes.
Right?
Well, it's another name. Yeah. Many names.
You seem like a guy that goes by many names.
Yeah.
Which I'm into. I'm totally into that.
Yeah. When your name's David, you fall into a lot of nicknames.
So when did this, I guess, name come about, Henry Flower, as a music project? What are the origins of this recent project?
I had a band in college called Sidewalk Dave, which was another nickname. And then it fell apart. I moved to Brooklyn and started this like electronic project and ended up like touring Europe and Africa and going all over the place
with that. Wow.
Which was awesome. And in the meantime, I was trying to figure out how to put out songs that I'd written myself, because that was sort of a collaborative thing. And then I worked at it for like 2 years, trying to figure out like what the new like identity would be and what I wanted to say, because it started feeling like my 20s were running out, and I had to do something that was more intentional, not just like put a band together and like play rock and roll or something. It felt like if this is the last band I'm ever going to put together, like it's got to be meaningful. So the name Henry Flower comes from Ulysses. It's the pen name of Leopold Bloom. And so I think I'm always trying to like find, like deeper reasons to do everything. So there's always like little hidden Easter eggs in there like that.
I love Easter egg.
Huh? Yeah, me too.
Who doesn't? But there's a whole backstory to Henry Flower too. He's born into a cult, right, in Iowa. Mm-hmm. And how does that kind of affect the music or the creations that kind of come out of the Henry Flower mindset? Is it a mindset? Is it alter ego type of thing? Or
I mean, it's real. That's my life. It's just, I leave out the parts that are like feel normal and human or something. But that was my life. I grew up listening to a lot of like Indian raga music and being like in a very Indian lifestyle, and like surrounded by gurus and reading star charts and just like having a kind of wild upbringing that way. And I think that's super, I mean, it influences everything I do.
Yeah. And I could definitely hear a little bit of that. You definitely have a psychedelic vibe to your music and stuff, but there is also like a synthy and kind of also rock vibe as well. What kind of influenced you to kind of meld the two and kind of put all these influences together in your music, at least on Flowerama, from what I hear?
Yeah, I think it's just me being like, I think initially the project, I think I always had projects where I was trying to like learn how to be a man in like the modern world and still like hold like these masculine, kind of tropes like on high without being like an awful like misogynist or like be like a problem in the world. So I was always like trying to be older than I was. I just like grew up fast when I was a kid. I was on my own when I was 16, things like that. And then when I started Henry Flower, I was really interested in going back and like using my childhood more. And like keep that curiosity of like that you have when you're 7 years old, like alive in the music I was making, and kind of like bring that back to life. So I think it's just curiosity is like super important to me.
Yeah, that's definitely something I find too, like kind of looking back when you get older. And you just see it like pretty prominently on some of the tracks on Flowerama, your 2017 EP. Mm-hmm. Little Brother is one that stands out to me as a song that I really like a lot. And you made a video for it, which is a lot of footage of you as a child.
Right, yeah.
What was the process like making that video? It's a really interesting video.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah, I feel like I kind of rushed that out, and I wasn't sure how many people had actually seen it. But it was just, I found a VHS tape. I'm like really obsessed with, I do a lot of video work and on the side. And I found this tape of that my mom's friend made of me living in Iowa, like in the time that like what is the most magical part of my life, where, you know, I was like we were involved with this cult. And so there's just this guy who was like sort of a father figure, and he would film me, and he would just take me out and film me like being a kid. And it was amazing. So I have this VHS tape that I basically just cut up to the music and tried to like, even though it's about like my little brother, it's about like all little brothers, and I was like a little kid, you know, so it felt right.
Yeah, I could feel that, definitely. Yeah,
it was fun.
It was great, and the song is very powerful too, as are the rest of the songs on the debut EP, Flowerama. I know you're working on new stuff, which may be out this year.
Oh, possibly. God willing.
God willing.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me a little bit about the recording of Flowerama. Came out in June 2017, right? And the writing and recording of it.
I basically wrote all the songs. It was like very much a solo project. There was no band. I used drum machines and kind of wrote all the parts. And then I just started asking friends to come in on it, and they recorded a bunch of stuff, and I just like stacked all this material. And then I started a studio in Bushwick with my friend David Groner, and he's incredible and still works out of there. But sort of out of helping him build the studio, I was able to like secure a lot of his time to mix and like kind of produce it with me. So he was really, I learned a lot there. He was really critical, and I learned like how to be critical of myself. I don't know. And it just all came together. It took like 2 years, and it's only like 4 or 5 songs.
It's a great 4 or 5 songs. Great 5 songs.
Yeah.
And you threw in a live track too, Context, which was recorded at Trans Picos during a full moon on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you set out when you were playing that show, like, we want to do a live track for the EP, or did it kind of come about after you liked the way it sounded?
Yeah, the EP was like pretty much done, and I just felt like this song needed to be, I always like when on a record, the last song is kind of like, doesn't make any sense and is sort of different than the rest of the record. And especially when it's like an acoustic song or something, like on Nevermind, there's like that acoustic song with Kurt Cobain, like just singing on a couch. Things like that. So that was the idea. But yeah, I was playing the show, and I asked everyone to pull out their phones and record it. So it's that recording. Oh, wow. Is like, it's like 15 different iPhones.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's a really,
if you listen
cool
in headphones, I did a lot of like, you can hear like the crowd coming in and out of like, it's, I don't know. It was just an experiment. And frankly, I don't think it sounds that great looking back at it, but I think it was like the intention that was important.
It's definitely very cool. I'm someone that listens to a lot of bootleg audience recordings from shows and stuff, and it has that vibe,
right,
definitely,
right,
which is a cool, intimate vibe that you can only really get from someone just holding up their phone. You kind of get the perspective of the audience member.
Yeah.
So it's definitely very cool. So you're about to go on tour too with the Ferdy Main friends of yours, right?
Yeah, dear brother. Fellow Aries brother.
And is it your first time touring the States with Ferdy Main or as Henry Flower?
No, we did a tour together in 2017, I guess. Right before the EP came out, we did a US tour for like a month. So it's kind of like a reunion tour in a way of the two bands going out together. Me and him started our projects around the same time. So we've been pushing each other and trying to help each other. And I think he's an excellent songwriter in a world full of, there's just like a lot of people who lean on production over songwriting. And I feel like he's not one of those people. So yeah, I'm excited to go on the road, and Shane will be playing bass with us, which is,
he's great. The Ferdy Main, right?
He's the Ferdy Main, yeah. And he'll be playing bass as well, so that'll be fun.
Nice. That's really, really exciting. Mm-hmm. Are you in the, do you play in the Ferdy Main? I know you play
I did
Cindy
on that last
Kane,
tour.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm, on the last tour, I played bass with him. But this time around, he's got Max, a.k.a. Spike, is on the bass, and he's great. He used to play in Henry Flower as well. We've both had, like, 15 people in our bands, so it's just, like, at a certain point, we've just like all been in each other's projects.
That's wonderful. Yeah. I'm really happy to hear that.
I know. And it feels like community. You're like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
And Spike is a great bass player's name, by the way.
Spike, man. Spike. He really doesn't come off as a Spike, though. He's like the sweetest, gentlest giant.
I know Spike.
You know Spike? Oh, yeah. Spike's been in here before.
He also plays in Absolutely Yours.
Yeah, and Low Anxiety as well. Yeah.
So that guy's all over the place. I know. Shout out to Spike. We love you, Spike.
Shout out, Spike.
We love you, Spike.
Can't wait to be in a van with him for the next, like, 2.5 weeks. It's going to be great. He's a serious, like, road dog companion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He seems like he'd be a lot of fun on the road.
Yeah. He's wild.
So tell me what's next for Henry Flower. You were saying before we got on the air, you're working on a new record, hope to have it out in 2019. Mm. What can you share about that right now?
There's a lot of songs on the table, and it's been a lot of me working with Galen Gatsky. He's been playing guitar with us for a long time. And he's sort of my right hand man, in the studio and on the stage. And he's just really critical, wonderful human. And he's had like a crazy couple years with health issues and stuff. And I don't know, he's like healthy again. We're going on the road with him. So that's really exciting, but I don't know. I think a lot of it is just me and him going back and forth and editing and rewriting songs and demoing them until we like hate them. And then eventually we're talking with producers and stuff. And I think we're trying to find the right way to bring it home, but it's all like, it's all getting there. Yeah.
And you mostly recorded it upstate, right?
We did four or five songs up there. Yeah. We've been trying to do a lot of the tracking ourselves, in that way. But yeah, otherwise we do it at my apartment. I kind of have like a home studio.
Cool.
Yeah. At Galen's place.
We can't wait to hear more Henry Flower stuff in 2019.
It's the best we've done. I'm so excited. It's great.
Can't wait to hear it. And you play a lot of those songs live though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the other thing is, you know, Flowerama wasn't played live. It was just like a record that came out basically while we were like, and then in the meantime, we were trying to figure out how to play them live. But now we're like going to go on the road with these songs and, you know, really test them out. And then
very exciting. Yeah. Very exciting.
Thank you.
So you are playing tonight a So Far Sound show, right? In Chinatown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to play a lot of those. It's a good way to like test out material on a crowd that you don't need to promote for and stuff. So that's nice. And so that'll be great. And you kind of strip things down too, so you really can't hide behind like big band or something with big drums. Like everybody loves that, but yeah, just acoustic guitar, like those songs better be good.
Very intimate.
Yeah.
Very cool. And then March 6th, you're playing New Colossus Festival kickoff party.
Yeah,
I hear a lot of those new songs there.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to like Miranda and the Beat is playing. Yass is playing. Cindy Kane. I'll be playing guitar with them.
No Swoon.
They're the sweetest. They lent us their really nice synthesizer for like a month to work on our album.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really.
So you guys are buddies too.
We're buddies.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
They're really sweet people.
Yeah, very they really cool. are. And they're just working on a record too.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They're tracking it right now. They're in the studio. So mm-hmm. Can't wait to hear new Henry Flower and new No Swoon in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's going
to
be
I know.
Hot.
We're racing to the. It's nice to have really ambitious friends. We're all like racing each other, I feel like.
All right. Let's play some of your songs.
Great.
I want to start out with The Mystery Is, which is from your Wild Honey Pie Buzz session.
Mm.
Followed by As Above, So Below and Little Brother.
Great.
A song that I really like.
Beautiful. I'm glad you like that song. That's a sleeper on the record, I think.
Yeah.
Deep cut.
It's a deep, out of the four songs. Yeah. So here we go. We're going to play some Henry Flower songs and then we'll be back. The Mystery Is, As Above, So Below and Little Brother. Sit back, relax, enjoy them.
Thank you. beating little brothers out of love. There is still a violence that I'm feeling. Compensating for fear that I'm not tough. Finding tiny little brothers within me. I'm not always right, and I'm not always wrong. Now I've become those bruises on your arms.
We're back here with Henry Flower, and we just heard three of his very awesome songs. The Mystery Is, which is unreleased, right?
Correct. Well, yeah, just that live version.
Just that live version from the Wild Honey Pie Buzz Session. There's also an accompanying video of this Buzz Session, which you can find at thewildhoneypie.com.
Yeah, they're great.
They're good peeps. Then we heard As Above, So Below and Little Brother from Henry Flower's debut EP, Flowerama. Thanks for sharing those songs, man.
Dude, thank you for listening to them. Yeah.
If you liked them, you can get them at Bandcamp, henryflower.bandcamp.com. No vowels, though. H-N-R-Y-F-L-W-R Bandcamp.com.
Right.
Also available on all streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, probably Tidal too. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't use Tidal.
Yeah, neither do I. I just always throw that in there anyway, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Jay-Z appreciates it.
Jay-Z's a fan.
Oh,
for
wait.
Sure.
Is it Dr. Dre? No,
it's Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You got it. You got it right the first time.
Yeah, totally.
He's a fan. He's a fan. Yeah. We also got Caleb here. What's up, your manager? Hey. Just wanted to say hey to you.
Yeah.
And now we're transitioning to the second portion of the program where you pick some records from my record collection and we're going to play them. I was able to bring a couple because I'm in the middle of a move. But we're starting out with Sunbathing Animal by Parquet Courts.
Yes, sir.
Love those Parquet Courts.
I do. And that record came out when I was sort of writing. I was just starting to like write and figure out the Henry Flower stuff. And so I was feeling like I had an identity crisis where I was like really against. Well, originally, when I thought of Henry Flower, I wanted it to be like sort of a synth pop band. And then I just guitars snuck in. But I was really in this like anti guitar rock phase where I was so bored with, you know, like white guys with guitars. And then I heard that record and I was like, God darn it. This is really good. And yeah, it changed my.
Yeah. They did something to me too. Parquet Courts. Yeah. When those like first couple of records came out, I was like, mm-hmm. This is really intense. And
watching them grow, man, like their last couple records are insane. They're so good. They've grown so much.
Very different too. Mm-hmm. It's interesting how they've changed and adapted.
I love it. I'm proud of them. I feel like they're my buddies and I'm proud of them.
Me too.
Yeah.
Good for you, Parquet Courts.
Yeah, good job.
We're playing Bodies Made Of to kick it off.
Yeah.
And then you asked me to pick one and I was very happy to of Teenage Fan Club. You asked me to pick my favorite Teenage Fan Club record.
Yeah, I don't know. They keep popping up in my world. And then the other day I listened to some and I was like, man, this is so cool. But you know, when you realize a band has got like this whole discography and you don't know where to start and then you just like, you need a friend to guide you. And that's one of those bands. And then I saw that in your collection. So I was like, maybe I can learn something. I don't want to just talk about what I know.
Happy to guide you here.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
I picked I guess is considered their like best record, their magnum opus.
Okay.
Bandwagon-esque came out in, 1992, the same year that Nevermind came out. Ooh. And I think it was controversial because I think a major publication, I will correct myself when I post this on Thursday if I'm wrong, but I think it was Rolling Stone picked it as the best record of the year and then Nevermind was number two.
Oh.
So that was really controversial, but it's a really good record. They're Scottish band from the northern UK. They definitely like have this like indie pop-ish kind of sound that's very similar to like college rock bands of the 1980s that were prominent on college rock radio in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really, really good. They played here a couple of years ago. Holy Tunics opened for them. I thought that was cool. And I guess the most well-known song, and it's also like probably the best song on the record, is called The Concept. And it's a cool song. It starts out like with a status quo reference, which you can get confused for just being like, she listens to records by the status quo, like, oh, just like mainstream stuff. Mm. But the actual reference is to the band, the status quo.
Oh, nice.
And it totally like threw me off at first. But so it's a great record. Mm. If you're a fan of, you know, that sound, that kind of like classic indie rock sound, like a pre-Pavement sort of sound. So it's like a little cleaner.
The Godfathers of the Godfathers.
Yeah, it's a little cleaner sounding than like early Pavement, I'd say.
Cool.
You know? So it's a great record.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Teenage Fan Club. And I'm pretty sure they're playing here soon in the area.
Yeah, maybe that's why I keep seeing their name or something. And there's a lot of like, I feel like there's 10 bands with the word teen in them. And it's crazy.
Yeah. Local band Teen just put out a new record.
Mm-hmm.
That trio. So yeah, a lot of teens.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool band word to have in your band name. right now.
Yeah, it's everyone likes teens, I guess. I don't know. It's popular.
So we got Teenage Fan Club up second, and then after that, Elliott Smith XO. It's a total classic record.
I know.
I love it.
Yeah. Part of me was like, I want to pick like obscure things so that I seem, and you know, there's a bunch of records I knew and it's a bunch of records I didn't know, but I don't know. I mean, if we're talking about Henry Flower and like my development as a musician, that Elliott Smith was like the first pop person who was like making acoustic music, that was like pure pop. That was cool. And that wasn't made in the 60s and 70s or something. It was just, it's like so punk rock the way that he was making pop, and that, and the fact that he like did home recordings and stuff and did everything himself was like super inspiring when I was a wee lad.
Yeah. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent choice.
Yes.
And then to wrap it up, we have Iggy Pop, Lust for Life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we could do a whole show on this. That record is so good. I mean, it's his like first pop record, really, which is funny for a guy named Iggy Pop. But, you know, David Bowie like wrote a lot of it and produced it. So that's, you get like this double whammy feel, you know, you get like a secret Bowie record. And, yeah, I don't know, the title track. Also, I found out like not long ago that I would, cause they're like, Iggy Pop is maybe one of the best performers of all time. In my opinion, he's just like so infectious live. And for him to like, every time they play Lust for Life, it's just not that good. I think they've like knocked that recording out of the park so hard that there's no way anyone can match up to it. And I couldn't figure out why. And then I realized it was a Motown sample, like that drum beat, the dun, 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 dun. That's just like an obscure Motown sample. Like that's why they can't ever do it live. It's just a Motown guy.
It's a great sample.
Yeah. And to be sampling in the 60s is like, whoa, good job. I think it's, or was that the 70s? I don't know when it came out. Yeah. Early.
Yeah.
Great. Great song. Great record.
So let's do it.
Let's do it.
Parquet Courts, Teenage Fan Club, Elliott Smith, Iggy Pop.
Mm.
Chill, listen to him, and we'll be back.
Slugs and guts, busted bed sheets, been stepping. I didn't want Drive a GTO, wear a uniform, a lot of government loan. I'm worth a million in prizes. Yeah, I'm through with sleeping on the sidewalk. No more beating my brains. No more beating my brains. With liquor and drugs. With liquor and drugs. Well, I'm just a modern guy. Of course I've had it in my ear before. Could have lost for life. Could have lost for life.
Listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn. Everyone, I hope you had a good time enjoying Henry's picks. We just wanted to come back real quick to wrap up, and then we're going to play Elliott Smith to end the program. You're about to head on tour.
Yes, sir.
Heading on tour with the Ferdy Main, you'll be playing on March 6th, part of the New Colossus Festival at Pianos.
Yes, and on the tour, we're doing a Day Trotter session, too, so that'll be fun.
Oh, that's really exciting. Look forward to hearing that Pace Day Trotter session.
Yes.
That's incredible. That's really awesome.
Yeah, we're cooking and with gas.
Gas, and you could see Henry Fired at South by Southwest if you're heading down there. But, man, thanks again. It was so nice to hang out with you.
What a pleasure. It took too long to make happen, but the timing's great, so thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. And we're finishing with I Didn't Understand by Elliott Smith. We'll see y'all next week.
Thought you'd be looking for the next in line to love, then ignore, put out, put away. And so you'd soon believe in me alone, like I'm supposed to be tonight, tomorrow, and every day. There's nothing here that you'll miss. I can guarantee you this is a cloud of smoke. Trying to occupy space. What a fucking joke. What a fucking joke. just to separate the both of us and take me all far away from you. 'Cause my feelings never change a bit. I always feel like shit. I don't know why. I guess that I just do. You once talked to me about love, and you painted pictures of a never, never land. And I could have gone to that place, but I didn't understand. I didn't understand. I didn't understand.